This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, as Christmas approaches, several local churches and other organizations have hosted live nativity scenes for their communities to enjoy. And like the name suggests, live nativity scenes feature live people and live animals. Today we'll visit with a Macoupin County farmer who has helped supply some of those live animals. Mark Rushop of Staunton raises sheep on his family farm, and today we'll learn about his flock and how he got involved with live nativity scenes.
We have Dorset sheep, and I got about, right now I got a dozen ewes, and we're building back up. I just purchased some, replaced Dorset ewes from Iowa. So we're going to build back up and get some more going, and livestock has become kind of a niche market.
So why did you guys decide to get into the sheep business?
Well, that's kind of a funny story. It was probably 1992, in August. Dad left the farm to go get some parts, making a parts run. And out on the highway frontage road, there was a lamb ram there in the fence. So Dad scooped up this lamb at the time. And brought him home, and no one claimed him. No one ever came forward, so we just kept him around here, and we got a few more from another neighbor from Mount Olive area, and it kind of was a 4-H FFA project that went wild on us. And for a while, we had 45 ewe lambs, or ewes, we were lambing at the time. And so that's how the sheep got started.
Well, that is a funny story and kind of crazy how it expanded for you guys. So you said 4-H and FFA project. So then did you show sheep in 4-H?
I did some record books through FFA on them. But otherwise, they're just kind of been a pet around the farm. They're a favorite. You know, Mom likes to see them out and see those little lambs in the spring. We raised Dorsets, and they're all white. They're white noses, white hooves, white wool. It's just a breed we prefer. They're a wool breed and a meat breed. It's a dual purpose. And they've got really good mothering abilities. It's what we really like. And Dorsets, most sheep, they can have twins. I'll probably get 50% of my ewes will have twins in February.
Once the ewes lamb and you have all the lambs, then how long do you have the lambs on the farm? Do you raise them to a certain weight, a certain age, and then sell them? Or talk to us a little bit more about what you do to market your lambs, I guess.
I wean them about 40, 50 days and put them on a sweet feed and some good hay and raise them up to about 40 or 50 pounds. And after that, you know, I got some people who give them for locker lambs. They buy them privately through me, or I take them to the buying station and sell them over the scale. Or sometimes I hold on to them longer and they get them up to around 100 pounds. And again, I sell them to individuals. Some guys like to get them and put them on their spit, roast them on an open fire. And the market's getting stronger for lamb in Illinois. You're seeing it on more menus, you see it in the grocery store. It's an up-and-coming thing with a lot of ethnic markets moving out to the suburbs, out of St. Louis. It's getting stronger.
You mentioned that they're dual purpose, so not only the meat but also wool. So do you shear them and sell the wool, or are you involved with that at all?
I get a man from Carnville. He does all my shearing for me. He's done that for me forever. He's really good at it, and he's got a wool buying license, and he purchases the wool right off the farm here and takes it with him when he goes. Average Dorset ewe, she'll give around 7 to 9 pounds of wool, and really wool is a raw commodity, and it's basically all exported, and then it's exported back to America in good socks, sweaters, but most of it is shipped out of this country.
Well, it's interesting to hear you talk about that because, as I mentioned, sheep, that's not something very common that you see on farms throughout Illinois. There are a few, you know, flocks here and there, but it is a niche market. So interesting to have someone so close to the radio station here that does that, you and your family. You mentioned that they are a favorite to your mom, and the lambs are really cute, but you also have gotten involved with some community events, especially around this time of year with it being Christmas.
Yeah, this time of year, it's a busy season, again, around here, decorating, doing our own Christmas decorating, and I also take some time, because some people asked me, it's probably been over 10 years ago, if I could bring them to their live nativity at their church. And so I started doing that work with them, and some word got out, and I've been doing a few nativities every year. Some only done it once. Some do it every year. It really depends on the community. And the amount of sheep I bring is kind of what they ask. You know, I usually bring two to four.
Do you have any special training or preparation that goes in, you know, that you have to do before you take the sheep to a live nativity, or is it pretty much just put them in a pen and they're calm, they're used to it?
I get them all used to eating grain out of my hand, get them used to being around people and working with people, and you know, letting people pet them. You know, I do a little halter training or with a leash. You know, let them know that they're safe, even though they're tied up. They're getting used to people. There is a little training involved, but not much. And different nativities will have their own ideas. You know, maybe we'll just tie the sheep there to the fence and let the kids come by and pet it, or they'll be loose in a pen. It's kind of whatever the nativity or church wants to do. And there's all sorts of different nativities. Everyone has their own idea. Some do drive-bys where everybody's just standing out there and people just drive by in their cars. Or some just, they sing the correct hymns to fit the moment. And some do more elaborate ones where they're speaking parts and they're singing and there's choirs and there's big meals afterwards. I've done it all and I've seen them all.
Any of those,
usually Christmas cookies.
Any of those upcoming, in this December still before Christmas?
Yeah. There's one coming up in, Greenfield on December 22nd. I'll be taking them over that way. A friend of mine asked me if I could bring him over and be part of his nativity. That's a new one. It's the first time ever this year. So we'll see how that goes. But I think it'll be good. I've never been to a bad one. I also have experience with working with schools. Sometimes they work with ag in the classroom. And a few teachers I know, they've known me, and they asked me to bring in a lamb to talk about agriculture and farming. You know, a little lamb, you could just scoop him right up and walk down the hallway of the school, and, you know, they're smaller than a calf. They're not as loud and squirmy as a piglet. They're a really nice animal to work with in those situations, to go take into the classroom to teach kids about farming, agriculture in general. You know, I'm just showing off a lamb, but it's also representing a pig and a cow that I'm also talking about. Just so happens I have a lamb there, and teach them about breeds and traits and what they're used for, you know, meat and wool. But it's a good thing, it's a good teaching tool. I do that sometimes as well.
Mark Rushop of Staunton, and as Mark mentioned already, his sheep can be seen in Greenfield at a live nativity scene this Friday. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.